Hi, my name is Bea Bonner from NPR Illinois Community Voices. I'm back today with Jacob Dieters and Craig McFarland from the Springfield Muni. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All right, let's cut to the chase. So auditions are coming up for the season, and we already know the show. So if you don't mind reminding our audience what the shows are this year.
Sure. We're going to open with The Addams Family. That's a Muni debut, and it's directed by Anna Meisenbacher. Then we return to the stage, Ragtime. It hasn't been on the Muni stage in about 15 years, but it's a beloved musical. It'll be directed by first-time director Reggie Guyton. Then we do have a... We have Mamma Mia coming up after that. It'll be our fun, flashy dance musical, and it's directed by Jacob Dieters, first-time Muni director. And then we will also have Matilda, directed by a veteran to the Muni stage, Lori Barnes.
Can you tell us what auditions entail? Like, what's the process like?
Yeah, so the audition process really is a kind of a 2 to 3 part process. The first part is that vocal audition in front of the staffs, and then if you are required to do a dance audition based off of the parts that you're looking at, that will be the second part. And then finally, if the directors are kind of in the final stages of that process, are looking at the callbacks, which happens the second weekend. So if you are needed for callbacks, that was the third part of that process as well.
Now, I want to ask both of you, because you've both acted before on the Muni stage, what's it like going through the audition process for the first time?
You know, it's really nerve-wracking the first time, and that is why I encourage everyone to know that it is nerve-wracking for everybody. And even returning, you know, after you've done Muni a couple of times, you could still get those nerves up. But I had the opportunity to sit on the other side of the table a couple of seasons ago, and so looking at it from that staff perspective, they all want you to succeed. They are really, in a way, almost just as nervous as you are for you being able to give your best shot at an audition. And so everybody gets a bit nervous when it comes to auditions, but I do think Muni does a good job of keeping the audition process closed and comfortable, and really give you the best opportunity to thrive and succeed in your audition. It is a nice space in there when you come into audition for Muni.
I agree with that. I think that is, I've acted on the stage and auditioned about 12 years or so. And it is just always so comforting to see so many faces that are everyone's smiling. Everyone is looking at you. They want you to succeed. They want to put together the best cast that they possibly can. So they're always, I think, supporting and wanting you to do your best as well.
Now, what's some advice you would give to somebody before they come to the audition to prepare for coming?
Yeah, I think it really starts off with that vocal selection. So being very intentional with the music selection that you choose, making sure that it's highlighting your vocal range. So maybe not too out of your range, something that's very comfortable in your range. But then also making sure that it fits kind of the parts that you want to be considered for. So if you are looking for like Ragtime, if you're looking for Mother, it's a very more classically trained. You might want to, you know, maybe select a piece that really kind of highlights that, as compared to like maybe for my show Mamma Mia, looking for more of that kind of pop sound. So I think that's really kind of the first step, is really making sure that you have the right selection. Also going and, you know, if you can find a piano player, I think that's always something really good to kind of get that, rehearse a couple times with the pianist to make sure that you feel comfortable with it, so that you can hear it for the first time. You're not hearing the piano part for the first time on audition day. So.
And to go along with that, you know, the confidence thing, mm-hmm. Because it is somewhat of a nervous situation, right? But the people that come in there confidently sing, confidently stand there after they're done singing and not kind of drop their head and go like, oh, I messed that up, you know, that's not the purpose of that part of the audition. It really is to show and convey that confidence. And I think going into the dance audition, I would say the exact same thing. I am not at all a dancer. I am horrific at dancing. But I always try to make sure I keep a smile on my face during that audition, because that's the kind of things that a director may want to see, or a choreographer may want to see. Are you learning the moves? Yes. Do you have some natural ability? Yes. But more so, what's that showmanship like? Can you take direction and do it in a friendly and positive way, as opposed to being someone that's always down on yourself and that? And they really don't have a lot of time with you to make that split second decision. So that's why it's important to just convey that confidence, mm-hmm. because everyone in that room is nervous. And if you can really make sure that you come through as a really confident person, that's only going to help you in the long run.
Yeah, we have, I mean, there's a 6 to 8 week rehearsal process. So there's time to perfect those things that maybe aren't quite perfect at your audition. But like Craig said, it's about the confidence. It's about, you know, being able to show that that you have it in you to perform on the big Muni stage. That's something that it's harder to get out of cast members if you don't see that at the audition.
Is there really a way to prepare for the dance part of the audition?
Yeah, I think that one thing that you could do is to maybe go out and we have a lot of great dance studios in the area, so maybe going out just taking a couple classes to refresh your memory on some of the basic moves, you know, step touches and three-step turns and pirouettes and stuff like that is a good way, I think, to kind of maybe start that. But it really is, it goes back to the confidencing. So, I mean, in the end, you don't know what the dance moves are going to be. You don't know the combination until you get into the room. But I think it's, if you can at least maybe start to mentally prepare for that audition, you're going to be in much better shape.
And know that everyone is in the same boat as you. You know, the only person that's going to know it is maybe a couple of assistants that are going to be helping the choreographer who's volunteered to make up the dance that year. A couple of logistical things for the dance audition. I would definitely recommend changing into something that you can dance in, but maybe not changing your shirt. You know, it's just a simple thing like making sure that the directors know, remember who you are and what you look like. And that's also, we always tell people to dance last. So do your vocal audition first, get that out of the way, and then come back to a dance audition, hopefully the same day, because that just helps the directors. They're going to see somewhere in the area of 280 to 300 people come through their auditions, and so it's whatever you can do to make sure that they can identify you easily is something that just helps you in the long run.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up dress, because I wanted to ask, what should somebody wear to the audition in general? I know you talked about the dance, but what about just for like the regular audition?
Yeah, I think overall, just making sure that you are comfortable is kind of a first place to start. I mean, it's tough to, you know, to go sit through an audition and if you know you not feel like you are comfortable in kind of the attire that you're wearing. There's no, like, I guess I mean from my perspective last year being on staff, to look maybe not like absolutely professional, but I think you should at least present yourself in a good manner, maybe even kind of maybe hinting at some of the parts that you want to be considered for might be something to consider as well. But I think that as long as you are feeling comfortable and that you feel like you are presenting yourself in a good manner, I think that's a appropriate thing to wear. So,
and Jacob, you've already kind of explained that you'll be directing this year, mm-hmm. Mamma Mia. What's one thing you plan on sharing with people that come and audition for the show?
Yeah. So specifically for my show, I'm looking for high energy people who have all sorts of different dance abilities. So we're going to have some dancers that are going to be hopefully have a little bit more experience. But we also need people that are just going to have a good time out there. This show is about confidence. It's about having a great time. This is the ABBA's music. And so, I mean, that music is just ridiculously fun in itself. So I think when I'm kind of communicating my vision to auditionees, I'm going to want to see that, especially in the dance audition, especially in the vocal audition, is looking for somebody who has the confidence, somebody who just looks like they are going to have a great time on that stage this summer.
It's just a really, truly fun experience to come out to Muni. We are focusing this year on the theme that we always talk about, the idea of being a family at the Muni, and it's a really, it really is very much a comfortable environment for people to come out and get involved. Even if you don't think you want to be on stage, it takes hundreds of volunteers to put on each of these shows. You could come usher for a night, which allows you to come in, see the show for free, and kind of get that sense of like where the space is and feel comfortable getting into that volunteer role. You could go work on the backstage crew, because they're working so hard for each of these productions, and we couldn't do it without them. You could do makeup and hair. I know you're probably going to to have some pretty big hair out there for Mamma Mia, right? You could help with these glamorous costumes. You could do so many things, or you could come and audition and be part of our, but be part of the family. And speaking of the terms family, we haven't mentioned much about children's auditions. There are two shows that are going to be taking children this this upcoming season, and that's Ragtime and Matilda. Matilda actually has a whole classroom full of kids that they're taking. But we also have the Muni Children's Audition Program, and that's a program that was started about 4 years ago now. And what it does is any child that auditions for Muni, regardless of if they're cast in a show or not, they're invited to participate in essentially a summer-long workshop looking at audition practices, and then also getting together, learning more about the Muni as in the history of the Muni and what the Muni family means, and then also putting on their own show on the Muni stage. So really, they close out our season with their own show on the Muni stage. And again, anyone can participate in that as long as they went through the children's audition, and that program is completely free. So it's a great way to get involved in the Muni. It ensures that every child that auditions for Muni this season will have a role to play this summer. And I just think that that's such a great program that we have. And it's been a really wonderful experience to see those kids grow throughout the summer.
That's awesome. I just want to know, what's a final word of advice you can give to somebody saying why it's important to come out and audition, or just being in the Muni in general?
Yeah, so I think it is such a great time to be a part of Springfield theater community. We have such a rich history, and I think bringing in this new decade, 2020, it's exciting time. Whether you've been a part of Muni for 20, 30 years, or this is your first time kind of considering auditioning, there's always a place for you, either, like I said, on stage or off stage. And I'm just excited to see people come out and it kind of exude that excitement for this process. I really think that that people can really engage and become a part of something that's greater than themselves. And I think it's kind of cool to put that together on the Muni stage.
We will find something for you to contribute to this family. And it's just a remarkable place. You know, there's not many places, especially like you said and alluded to, not many places in a town that's this size like the Muni. It's just a wonderful way to spend a lot of summer nights. And we hope that you join us, and just know that even if you're a little bit nervous about auditions, that's totally fine and totally normal. We still want to see you come out, and we want to see you give your all, and we want to help you give your all in the most comfortable environment possible.
I think you all really do a great service to the community with the kids program and just encouraging people to come out and really just volunteer to do any aspect of the work.
I think it's amazing. Like every year, the most directors that first day of that first rehearsal, a lot of times directors will be like, whose first time is it at Muni? And it's just amazing to see the hands raise. And you think in a small community like Springfield is, that it's the same people that get cast and cast over and over again. But it really is amazing to see such a diverse group of people that come out. Each year we just continue to build that family. And I just love that about the Muni.
The dates for auditions, for adult auditions, are March 7th and 8th. That's a Saturday, Sunday. And then we'll also have Saturday the 14th. So three opportunities to audition. Callbacks will be on the 15th, but no open auditions that day. It'll just be the directors making sure they have the right pieces in the right order. And then also the children's auditions, just one day. It's March 21st. You can find out a lot more information about auditions at themuni.org. So I would suggest that you go check out the website for all of that, including the sample cut of music that we will give to the children, because all children sing the same song. But yeah, so come and join us for auditions, and come join the Muni family.